everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 10.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, Anna has a health examination at her university. Students have been gathering at the examination site.
Now let's listen to the skit for Lesson 10. Today's key sentence is...
全員いますか?
全員いますか? Is everyone here? In this case, are all the students here?
はじめに身長と体重を測ります。全員いますか?
アンナさんがいません。
すみません。遅れました。
Now let's explain about the skit. Professor Suzuki said to the students,
はじめに身長と体重を測ります。
At first, we measure your height and weight.
はじめに
means at first.
身長
is height.
と
is a particle meaning and. It connects nouns.
体重
is weight.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
測ります
is a verb meaning to measure. Now Professor Suzuki continues.
全員いますか?
全員いますか? Is everyone here? This is today's key sentence.
全員
全員 is everyone or all the people. In this case,All the students.
いますか?
Consists of
います
is a verb that expresses the existence of people, namely, there is, there are, to exist. And you'll remember that
か
is a particle that turns a sentence into a question. You pronounce a question with a rising intonation.
Now, in an earlier lesson, we learned that to say there is or there are, we use arimasu. So wouldn't we say arimasu in this case?
No, you wouldn't.
Arimasu
refers to the existence of plants or non-living, non-animal things. We use
imasu
to refer to people and animals. Let's go back to the skit. Professor Suzuki asked...Are all the students here? Rodrigo, a classmate of Anna's, answers.
Anna さんがいません。
Anna is not here.
Anna さん
is Anna with an honorific title, さん。
が
is the particle indicating a subject.
いません。
There isn't, or in this case, Anna is not here.Is the negative form of
います
There is, or in this case, she is here.
I wonder what happened to Anna.
Well, just then, the door opens and Anna enters, and she's out of breath.
すみません、遅れました。
I'm sorry, I'm late. Literally, I'm sorry, I've arrived late.
Well, maybe she overslept.
すみません。
Is I'm sorry or excuse me. In lesson 7, you learned that you also say
すみません。
When you call someone's attention.
遅れました。
Is the past form of
遅れます。
A verb meaning to arrive late, to come late. To turn must form verbs to the past form, you change
ます。
To
ました
In Japanese, we use the past form of verbs to express all the actions that have been completed. This includes those things expressed by the perfect aspect in some other languages. Now we know what the skit means. Let's listen to the skit for lesson 10 again.
はじめに身長と体重を測ります。全員いますか？
アンナさんがいません。
すみません。遅れました。
Now it's time for the segment Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
So today we learned that imasu, there is, there are, to exist, is a verb that expresses the existence of people and animals. Now, how do we distinguish between the similar word that we learned in an earlier lesson, arimasu, there is, there are, to exist?
Well, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, in lesson 7, Anna was surprised at seeing many cakes at the store and said,
ケーキがいっぱいあります。
There are lots of cakes. As in this case, if the subject is an inanimate thing, we use
あります。
We decide whether a thing is animate or inanimate.Not only on whether it is alive, but also on whether it can move on its own will. Plants are living things, but they cannot move, so we use arimasu for them. Fish sold at a store cannot move, so we use arimasu for them too. But fish in a water tank are moving around, so we use
います.
Buses and cars do not move by themselves, but...If they have a driver at the wheel, we use います. To summarize, the verb to express the existence of people and animals is
います.
There is, there are, to exist. Its negative form is
いません.
There is not, there are not, not to exist. When we talk about the existence of inanimate things, we use
あります.
There is, there are, to exist. Its negative form is
ありません。
There is not, there are not, does not, or do not exist.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next we have sound words, where we introduce the words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.Jonathan, the following word can be used to express your feelings when you received the result of an exam. Listen and see if you think it is happy or sad.
がっくり.
To me, anyone who says this doesn't sound happy.
That's right. We would say this when we are disappointed. We would also say it if we lost a competition or when we are disappointed at something and bow our heads low.Here's another expression with a similar connotation.
Gong.
I think I know this expression. You often see gong used in manga, especially when one of the characters looks shocked.
That's right. By saying
gong
and
gakkuri,
we can convey how shocked or disappointed we are.
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
Today, I was late only a little, but I hear that in Japan, those who come late to a gathering are not trusted. Gang! Did you enjoy lesson 10?
Next time, Anna invites Sakura to a party.
Join us again.
Sayonara!